Yeah, that's kind of my plan. That MacBook Air is collecting dust for sure. And I'm looking at that Goodwill online now. They got a bunch of Macs on there for like $50. Even a MacBook Pro, older one, of course, Intel, and 16 gig of RAM. I don't remember the other details. I moved on from that, but yeah, that's pretty cool stuff. Yeah, I need to get more. The problem is I don't have any room in the house, so it'd have to be a laptop. And I had one of those cheap laptops. The problem I had is I was using it for a Wires X node, so it was plugged in all the time. They don't like that. That battery expanded to the point that some of the keys stopped working, and I was afraid it was going to blow up in my face one day, so it met its maker. So it was a cheap laptop. I think I paid $60 for it, brand new, made out of plastic. But it worked for the time that I had it. So if it wasn't for that battery, I'd probably still have it. But as far as I could tell, I couldn't get a battery for it. I didn't search that hard either, so. This will be my last go-around, so go ahead, Bill, AC9HO.
AC9TEL. Yeah, some of the MacBook machines, we have one at church, the battery keeps expanding on it, and I begged them, they got to get rid of it. Now, they're not keeping it plugged in, but it's swelled enough that it's rocking back and forth on the swelled battery. And I'm just waiting someday to come in and find a corner of that building gone where my soundboard is and everything else. But, you know, that's not my wheelhouse to take care of. But, yeah, MacBooks, they're really good that way. I mean, reliability-wise. The Dell Optiplex machine, you know, I've got five of them here. One is going out to a lady that needs one where my brother's apartment is, and you know, the others were here for a project I had, but I need them to be on Windows 11. I got them when 10 was out before 11 got released, and now 11's out, and, you know, they're going to become Linux machines and hopefully recover out of them. So, you know, one of those things. Good talking to you, Kurt, and I know you'll be gone soon, but KC9TL, go ahead, Travis.
I've taken one Windows 10 machine that was obsolete by Windows and did the workaround and got it running Windows 11. Now, granted, it's not the fastest thing since I've done that, but it does work. It did slow it down quite a bit, but it does work. You can put Windows 11 on a machine that doesn't have the hardware for it. Just putting that out there. Anyways, gentlemen, I looked at the clock and noticed it's way past bedtime. So I'm going to say 73s and bug out myself. Catch you guys tomorrow. KC9TWX, be clear, 73s.
Hey, Travis, are you going to be busy Saturday?
What's going on Saturday?
That antenna up there, my 11 meter, is leaning at 2 o'clock up there. I need it straightened up.
Let's see what the weather does then, but yeah, I might be able to stop by for a little bit and see if I can get it back together again.
I went and looked at it. It's on that mounting bracket that I bought from you.
Yeah, it looks like one of the bolts came out. I drove by it beginning of the week, and it looked like one of the bolts came out, and I was in fear of that because that wood up there was kind of rotted, so I think that's what happened. And it's still connected up there, and that's what's holding it up there, but the other one come out of the hole, so we'll have to figure something out with that. I'll have to see what I can do.
I really would appreciate it. Would you need help? I can try and get somebody else, too.
I don't know. I got to see what we're getting into before we try to do anything. Yeah, I don't know. I got to see what the weather's going to do and see what we got planned for Saturday. I don't know. And her dad's back in the hospital again, so I know she went up there today. Hopefully he gets out here at the end of the week, but we don't know.